Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Friday, January 14th. The year is 2022. We are in the last hours of our republic unless we awaken now. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
If you ignore all the huffing and puffing on TV and just look at the video evidence, it's been clear for a while now that the Department of Justice probably had some role in the events of January 6th. It's obvious. After hearings on Capitol Hill today, it became even clearer. Watch Senator Ted Cruz of Texas ask an FBI official called Jill Sanborn point blank whether the FBI was involved.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did you hear that? Cruz asked, quote, did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th? That's what he asked. And the obvious answer is, are you kidding? Come on now. Of course the FBI isn't secretly committing crimes of violence. That's insane. We're a federal law enforcement agency. We're not the Tonton Macoute. Next question, please. That's what Jill Sanborn should have said, but that is not what she said. Instead, she replied, quote, I can't answer that. But of course Jill Sanborn can answer that, and she should be forced to answer that immediately. No sources or methods would be revealed. Just answer the question. Did they participate in violence or not? Why is that hard? Tells you a lot. At another point, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas asked the Assistant Attorney General, Matt Olson, about Ray Epps. Epps is the man you've seen in multiple videos encouraging the crowd to storm the Capitol, but somehow has never been charged himself. Here's that exchange.
Okay, so this is, it gets back to what I meant earlier about asking if you're prepared for this hearing. You're the Assistant Attorney General for National Security. You run the National Security Division. The department has said that these January 6th prosecutions are one of their highest priorities. This is a man who was on the most wanted page for 6 months. Do you really expect us to believe that you've never heard of the name Ray Epps? You don't know anything about him?
I simply don't have any information at all, Senator, about that individual.
In other words, they really expect you to believe that. Quote, I simply don't have any information at all on that individual. So the DOJ knows nothing about Ray Epps, the guy on the most wanted list. Right. That's absurdly false. And as if to underscore how absurdly false it is, within a short time, Democrats on the January 6th committee released a statement claiming that actually they'd already interviewed Ray Epps, and anyone who still has questions about his behavior on January 5th or 6th is a dangerous conspiracy theorist. Quote, Mr. Epps informed us, the committee said in a statement today, that he was not working with, employed by, or acting at the direction of any law enforcement agency on January 5th or 6th, or at any other time, and that he has never been an informant for the FBI or any other law enforcement agency, end quote. Wow. Bombshell. Looks like case closed. We can forget about Ray Epps and move on. Sorry we asked. Oh, but wait a second. When exactly and under what circumstances did the committee talk to Ray Epps? Supposedly, this interview was conducted in secret last November. If that is true, we don't know that it is, but let's say it is, then why did the committee wait months to tell us today in a tweet? When the committee got its hands on Mark Meadows' text messages, we seem to remember they leaked those to the media within hours. And by the way, was this Ray Epps interview conducted under oath? Did Democrats subpoena his electronic communications, as they did with Meadows and so many others? Will the information Epps revealed to the committee be available to the many January 6th defendants who are now awaiting trial? Can their lawyers see a transcript of this interview? Can we see a transcript of this interview? If not, why not? And while we're at it, here's something else that's confusing. Epps is a longtime right-wing activist. As you know, he urged...
All right, folks.
...to riot.
We'll be right back. Of course, he doesn't work for the feds. He works for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I could cover these hundreds of incredible reports, and I will today. But we need to get that 35,000-foot view and talk about what's really happening. America has been captured by very evil multinational corporate crime syndicate run out of the Bilderberg Group and its public arm, the Davos Group. And they are not intending to allow the population of the planet to continue on as it is, to say the least. And depopulation is what's being carried out through covert means through the so-called vaccine program, and that's now coming out and mounting. And then you ask the logical question, how did the technocracy engage in this mass murder that's now unfolding with these slow kill, soft kill weapons? How will they get away with that? And the answer is further destabilization, so horrible that you forget the last major insult to the human ecosystem. So we are being treated as a disease, as a cancer to be cut out. And the big lie is people working for the system believe that they are positioning themselves with the winning team and that they are going to be taken care of because they are going to execute this operation. When you read deeper into leaked documents out of the Davos Group and Bilderberg Group that we and others got at great danger to ourselves, I should add, a lot of people actually died for this information. You will then discover that they plan to implode all the Western governments and then even have show trials of the bureaucracies that are going to engage in the initiation of the civil war that has already begun, and not just here but other parts of the world. So all the ministers in Australia and ministers in the Netherlands and the UK and the US that are doing all of this really believe their position, because they went to the Davos Group school, they went to the Bilderberg school, that they have a school, and that they're on the winning team. But if you actually read some of the deeper stuff that they're not given, no, they're going to all be wiped out as well. So I have prepared myself, and I know what this means for me. We are the tip of the spear, the number one organization that exposed all this, and I have a sense of satisfaction, and I have a sense of being able to look myself in the mirror, and a sense of that I'm starting to measure up to my ancestors that were pretty amazing people, and that I didn't join these scum. But that means I will be set up and put in prison or killed very soon. And let's just get down to I'm being honest about this with you, okay? I don't tell you this to be dramatic. We're at the end of the road here, okay? It's 298 days out from the election. They're never going to let us have a free or fair one again. And they're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to gut the country. And you just need to get right with God and realize we're being judged for abortion. I also want to say that I am not offensively, as I've told you, going to be involved in any type of military operations. You're going to obviously hear that when they stage terror attacks. They're already blaming myself and Rush Limbaugh posthumously, in his case, for the January 6th fiasco. and a provocateur false flag extravaganza. And so I have to really just get down to brass tacks with you and say this is the end of the line, okay? And, hey, those babies didn't get any protection when they got chopped up in the womb or had acid sprayed on them. So let's just realize that we're being judged, and we deserve what we get, and so do I. And the people carrying out the evil, they are just instruments of the system that themselves will be absolutely destroyed. It's very, very sad for everybody. But this is what happens when you become a decadent satanic society. Speaking of that, I've got three articles today that really illustrate the little secret ingredient, secret flavor that's not secret anymore of Satanism in this whole thing. This is a mainstream news article. Well, we have it linked here. It's on ABC News is reporting it with a straight face. So is NBC News. It's all over the news. You've seen it. Probably seen it. Parents horrified as school host Satan Club for children. So, parents in Illinois were shocked to discover that their children's school approved an event for children organized by the Satanic Temple. The event titled Satan Club, held at the Jane Addams Elementary School, vowed to introduce children to a scientific, rationalist, non-superstitious worldview. And when you see these Satanists, and I've seen their film they put out that got all the praise for Hollywood, I mean, you talk about losers. But my dad calls glow-in-the-dark people. I don't care if they're black or white. They've got like green-colored skin, and they're translucent. And they don't look too happy, do they? These are the slaves of the slaves. They're not even cockroaches of the spiritual world. They're just losers that turned into the energy of Satan and never felt anything like it in their lives, never had a connection to God, and just never knew what hit them. I mean, basically, they're not even human anymore. They're just demons. They're not basically demons. They are demons. And they've never even imagined what they could have had if they would have had communion with the real God. But that's again, a great failure of ours, isn't it? So here we are. So we have that little tidbit for you. And then we have another Tucker Carlson clip I'm going to play, because he's just knocking out of the park every day. Last night. And he just has a way of doing things. It's confirmed now that the Justice Department through the White House went to the Broward County School in Florida and went to the one up in Virginia and a bunch of other schools now we're learning, not just one, and said, send letters in to the National Education Association, the National Association of School Districts, all of them. Send letters in that you're scared of the parents and they're terrorists and they're bad, and give us some bad examples of them. And then we're going to call in the Justice Department to come in and have the FBI land in helicopters in the case of Virginia, and walk in with earpieces and stare at the parents. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And you're like, why are they doing that? Well, because the enemy is the parents. The system wants the children. Every authoritarian state comes in and takes over the children. Every single authoritarian state does this throughout history. And it's their prize. And it's not just because authoritarians want to brainwash the next generation. They spiritually want the children because they are energetically draining them. And all the different things, the pedophilia and the abuse and the brainwashing and manipulating them through trauma-based systems to join evil because they believe evil will make them strong. It's about their souls. And that's where we are. So, of course, the Justice Department planned the rollout. I mean, you know, they tried to go to Waco. They could have arrested Koresh in town at any time. He had a business in town. Jogged off the property. He was a marathon runner, basically, every day. But they didn't want that. They wanted to go shoot up the building and burn up the kids and, you know, do all the rest of it to start their war on cults by picking a weird group that was, you know, didn't need to be investigated by CPS, I think, and didn't need to, you know. But you don't come burn them down for that. No. They picked that. They admitted in documents and video to get funding and to start a war with the American people. So pick a group that's weird and that we don't agree with and has got problems. And then once you don't stand up for them, well, nobody's going to stand up for you. And so you saw that. And then now they've moved on from a splinter group of the Seventh-day Adventists apocalyptically living out on the plains of north central Texas. And now they've moved on to, oh, you don't like drag queen story time? You don't like Satan time? You don't like the local high priest Satan coming to your school and teaching how Jesus is not real and the devil's not real? Remember, the devil's biggest trick is telling your kids the devil ain't real. That's why I'm here talking to you about how there's no God and you're all alone with me. Because you dial into God, now you can go through anything they're going to throw at you. They don't want you to know you got that spiritual antenna that you're with the Holy Spirit anytime you ask it in. But you deny it and you persecute children, God will close the door and remove the Holy Spirit and damn you while you're alive. And once the door is closed, see, I felt the door closing when I was about 17. And, oh, thank God, right as it almost closed, I just got the channel. And that's everything to me. That's the most important thing. You want that connection to God. We're going to come back and talk more about the Satanist and how your children are basically the gas for their engines. Your children are everything to them. Destroying your children.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This evildoers, God will punish you. God's leader. You will stare into God's face. You are damned to hell forever. Not me. I'm going to the next level. All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to air a next segment because it's so true. And it's in the news. It's not Tucker Carlson's opinion, but the Justice Department went around to the different, not just in Virginia, all over, and told them, tell us the public are terrorists, and call them terrorists in the letters. I mean, if you ever wanted to know how evil this government is, and that it's run by very sick people that want your children, that's their mission, these Pied Pipers. That's what they're doing. And when you look at who they are, Jeffrey Epstein, the Clintons, your children are the currency. Now, I killed my children, and I say that, I'm ashamed of that, but I'm proud of the fact that I'll be honest with you. And as I said, they weren't people, but God touched my heart and said, I've got a mission for you, and you're going to carry this out, and you'll be reprieved. But if you don't, the door is shut. And I want to encourage people that have served the dark side or been evil or had a experience with the dark side to understand that if you can still feel any connection of guilt or any connection to God, you can still be saved. Before we cover all this temporal news that's happening in the world, you got to understand you are an eternal being of light that is energized by God's spirit and God's creation around you. Just like I put an iPhone on a little invisible charging station. You can't see it, but it's beaming it in. That's the analogy. But Satan is going to send his transmission and his wavelength to you, whether you want the transmission or not. God is not going to hit you with the real transmission, the master transmission, the prime transmission, unless you're open for that transmission. And sin, going against God's program, blocks that. It's like a Faraday cage. But still part of it gets through. And then as you cut away the sin, the bad you're doing, and get aligned with that energy coming to you, even if it's a tiny beam of the Holy Spirit makes it through, within that is the seed of God's larger plan. You can take that and then plant it in yourself, and it grows and gets bigger, and then it becomes more and more and just expands like an explosion. And it's that explosion that the Satanists hate. It's that explosion of our will and our psychic energy and our connection to God that they don't like. They want that transmission cut off. That's what the higher orders of the satanic system want. And this is completely energetic. This whole thing is about energy. And you don't just think some old oil in the ground can create energy. You don't just think the sun up in the sky can create energy. Because as amazing as the sun is, it's not alive. It's an ongoing giant thermonuclear explosion. But you can contemplate that in the entire universe. And you can contemplate God. And you can interface with God. You can commune with God and be lifted up by God in that worship. And they don't want you to have any contact with that. They don't want you to have any connection to that. They don't want you to know that's there. They want you in the darkness. In fact, I was telling them, come in with one song. Come in with I'm Gonna Live Forever by the Highwaymen. We should play that song when we come back. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them be forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this whole world's blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, know there is someone who really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm going to reach tomorrow now. Yeah, let's go ahead and play the song right now. Go ahead and play it now. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna get you tomorrow now.
You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Nobody here will ever find me.
Under martial law. The federal government has been completely captured by agents of the Great Reset, by agents of the Bilderberg Group. And now they're making their biomedical move to sterilize, poison, and kill large swaths of the population. And of course, those of us in opposition to this are going to be hunted down and killed. And the people helping carry all this out will be destroyed as well by their masters, not by us. This is judgment. This is doomsday for freedom. Unless we get a reprieve like Nineveh, unless we wake up to this nightmare and decide to not be evil anymore and to face the fact that they tell us all day the white people are bad or the black people are bad or the Christians are bad or this group's bad, that group's bad, but never the Democrats. They tell us the veterans are bad, the police are bad, but never the people at the top, right? They're the good guys, right? I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates,
we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. One of the crew gave me an amazing, amazing Ephesians Bible quote. So true. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Powerful truth. Inspired by
the big guy. Not Donald Trump, the big guy. So, I want to show TV viewers this. Maybe we can put it on screen in there. Look at this logo. This is happening all over the country. So convicted pedophiles coming and having your five-year-old still in their lap, sometimes unannounced in places like Denver. That's not bad enough. But zoom in on this or maybe put it up from InfoWars. You can see. There it is. The Satanic Temple After School Satan Club. And it's a friendly, happy little Satan. And it's even got the messed up, lazy eye like the head of it. And he's going to teach you how to be avant-garde, and he's going to teach you God doesn't exist. That Satanism is not really about hurting children. They just want to have a relationship with children. Let me read to you from Ephesians again. I'm going to play the Tucker Carlson clip next segment. The fruitless works of darkness. You know, I mean, the truth is there's side effects and problems, but they've been testing for 20 years mRNA stuff, and, I mean, it, like, cures cancer and stuff. Problem is, 3, 4, 5% of the time, it liquefies your liver. They're not really sure why, but your body just goes, what the hell is this? But, yeah, no, they've got the fountain of youth. But if you drink from the wrong cup, just like in the third installment of Indiana Jones, it was so cheesy, but you pick the wrong cup, it gives you death. I mean, this is godlike power, and they don't know how it works. That's why they want to test it all on us. This isn't just vaccines you're being given. You're being tracked. You're being traced. That's why it's done with your name and number and at big injection facilities run by the military and by big giant groups that really aren't even private companies like Walmart and others, because you're being put in a database. You're being given specific injections. You're being tracked. You're being given all sorts of mutagens. And by the way, this came out in, what was it, Lithuania last week. They had their chief medical officer of the country, and then some of the adjuncts came out as well. And they said, listen, we've gotten the batches these come in with. We're supposed to put it in a computer. And one is saline, one is the vaccine that's bad enough, and one says mutagenic. They're giving you mutant shots to see what it does. And we know with Pfizer, it's immortal cell line stuff. And if you don't know what immortal cell lines are, it's super cancer. Like Superman isn't real. Krypton's not real. But this is real. You can put immortal cell lines in a Petri dish and come back 5 years later, it's still alive with no food. You got to burn it to kill it. It's basically a vampire. And they'll divide forever. They never die. The telomeres don't ever go away. And they claim they found 5 people worldwide that had this, but it's more than that. That's why they take blood at birth from babies and, oh, we're sending it for a blood test to make sure your child doesn't have a deficiency in vitamin K. We first broke it from a nurse at the big research facility at San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston. And she gave us the documents. It broke. There were a bunch of lawsuits that came out in the news after that in Texas and Minnesota that they were doing all of this and that they were keeping the baby's blood in a Pentagon database and doing all sorts of other stuff. But the point is, that's incredibly valuable because they get those blood samples, because it can be white people, Hispanics, blacks, anybody can have this, but it's like, it's one of the rarest things in the universe, okay? And then they get those cells, and they go culture them at a giant Manhattan Project level thing. You know, this has got to be 100 times bigger than Manhattan Project. I mean, just this project of testing all the blood of all the babies born is just gigantic. And they go, and they test it, and they see, did we get another immortal? And this isn't a Netflix show, folks. This is real immortal cells. Okay? I went and had a full genetic background done. And I don't have any immortal cells, but I've got 100% capacity mitochondria, which is 1 in 50 million, they estimate. That's why I'm always hot. That's why I can be in freezing cold. It doesn't really make me cold. I have 100% functioning mitochondria. But then I have another mutation that blocks the absorption of energy. So I have maximum energy and then can't absorb energy. but whatever I get as maximum energy. Which you can see in the physical manifestation of my body, of my earth suit, of what I do. Everything is an example of extreme energy. That's the cells. Not just this whole body. This whole body is my cells. And this whole thing is an engine. Designed for surviving in almost zero energy environments. And folks, all of you have spectacular things about you. These aren't diseases. These aren't bad things in your DNA. You are the components of all of us cellularly in a composite hive colony creature that has independent free will but is one colony. We are one colony. And we all have gifts in our genetics that can manifest in toxic environments to kill us early. But you take out the toxin, yeah, you're predisposed to lung cancer. And if you get around things that trigger that, you get lung cancer quicker. But it doesn't mean, it's like some people are predisposed to be able to lift more weight or kick more ass or be sweeter or be whatever. It's all genetic and it's all the code God gave you through all your ancestors. So we can sit here and talk about the New World Order and the Satanists and all day. They're jokes, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't have any connection to download any of these big truths. And they're just pissed off that they're not part of the party, so they want to blow it all up and kill it because they're inferior. That's why they always tell you you're inferior and you're failed and you're a genetic monster and you're this and you're that, because they are angry that for whatever reason they pulled the shortest straw. They're mad at God for, look what you did to me. Look what you made. Hey, sorry. For whatever reason, that's part of God's plan. And that's why you are a glow-in-the-dark Satanist. And I don't even hate you. I just want away from you. Whatever spiritual decisions you made, whatever your ancestors did, whatever it is about you, you ate the cheese. You went to the mousetrap of Satan and you decided to get up there on the platform and thought you were a winner and you got clacked. Your neck broken, and now as you're sitting there with your neck broken, Satan comes to you and says, help me kill other baby mice, and I'll fix your neck. And you go, sure, fix my neck. But you don't really fix your neck, does it? Your head's all cockeyed, you're like walking around crapping on yourself. I mean, you're not really who you were you? And so these are the mysteries of God, and it's the one argument the Satanists have is, which I don't agree with, why would a God do stuff like this? Well, because God's lonely. I mean, what else can God do but create new entities that have free will? And, you know, I've got four children. They're great. They do some bad things. I get pissed at them. And none of my children have turned to Satan, thank the Lord. But I had them. I had children knowing they could turn to Satan. I had children knowing I'm giving them death. Giving them life is giving them death. When you have a child, you kill a child. You are bringing in somebody. That's a big ritual, isn't it? And these Satanists want you just to decide, oh, that's crap. None of that matters. Just be into yourself as if that's going to build a good world. Some self-centered idiot running around in a black outfit trying to act powerful. These Satanists have no idea about power. Ridiculous. Have you ever even saw the edge of God? You never come back. But you're not meant to see it. That's why you will not cross the river. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We're going to be white hot forever. Total completion. Timelessness. We're going to be white hot forever. White hot forever. Think you really need me to tell you what's about to go down, do you? It's the best of times, the worst of times, as they said in the Tale of Two Cities. Because there's a global awakening, because we're rejecting the Satanist, because we're rejecting their tyranny, they are going to stage terror attacks all over the world, not just here, and they're going to blame it on anti-vax opposition. And they're going to also stage attacks on the government, on people that have occupied the government, to make themselves victims and claim that supporters of President Trump have done it to then demonize and shut down Trump so he doesn't run again. And that's the plan. And what freaks me out is this. I've been reading the federal filings that the FBI and the Justice Department put in these cases of the 700 plus people in jail. And personally, with Owen Schroyer, I was there. I know what happened. And what they said about him is just, I mean, it's like a comic book. It's an act of fiction. And again, it's not just about Owen or me. It's about why would you criminally file in court stuff that is easily disproven? And the answer is they want us to know. We own the judges and we own everything. And I mean, Tucker Carlson had a guest on who, again, was a commander in the Navy. So some oath keeper sent him a text once saying, hey, commander, how you doing? So they claimed he was there with a boat to attack and cross the Potomac. And he wasn't on the Potomac, didn't have a boat, wasn't in the Capitol. It doesn't matter. And he goes to them and says, hey, I wasn't even there. And they go, we don't care. We're doubling down. But they're not just doing it because they were proven wrong and now they're going to double down. They did it on purpose. If they can kill kids with poison shots and have people go along with that, if they can set up 70-year-old disabled veterans who did nothing and lie to courts, I mean, they say in the federal filings against Owen, we've shown them on air, that Owen entered and attacked the Capitol and that Owen does not work for InfoWars and that Owen was not with us in our security. Because he argued back in his filing, hey, please drop this, Judge. I didn't go in the Capitol, and I was with Alex Jones, and I was with his security people, and I worked for InfoWars, and here's video of me trying to get people to outside to not go in the building. Something the police wouldn't even do. They're just standing there, yeah, go on in. And they filed and said, Owen Schroyer is a liar. They said he's guilty of perjury. He went in the Capitol, and he does not work for InfoWars. It says this. And he was not with Alex Jones that day. He's on hours of footage. And we gave them the court as exhibits the cameras that our security wore, the body cams. And the judge just goes, well, you are the government, so I'm just going to believe this. Sorry. The charges go forward. We're like, it's not true. The judge goes, I'm not looking. It's the government. That is a message, ladies and gentlemen, that we will do anything we want to you, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. Hey, message received, and you're having pedophile time at the schools and Satan hour now too. We definitely get it. And why are they doing this? Because they're behavioral psychologists that never get in trouble, that have got away with anything, and they sit around and they go, how do we make them blow stuff up? How do we make them rebel? How do we make them go crazy? Well, let's have Satan time now at the school. They won't do drag queen story time. How about Satan time? Or how about we totally implode the border and do, I mean, it just goes on and on trying to get us to uprise, because that will collapse the country. And this is a multinational plan to end America and the Western world as we know it, because everybody aspired to be a Westerner and to have a house and a car and to go to college and to be free and the Christian ethos and love everybody, true liberalism. That's all got to go under the New World Order. That's why they have sold in Target. I heard about this last year, but I was in Target, went to the book, it was there. They had a bunch of pedophile books and a bunch of how to summon demons and how to kill your parents and they don't do what you want. This is just how to scramble children's brains, and that's sold in Target. Targeting 6 to 10-year-olds, how to summon demons. I'll tell you how to summon a demon. Turn on the television, look at Nancy Pelosi. So this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the big one. And I'll get to it at the start of the next hour, this Tucker Carlson piece. which he illustrates so well. But it's on record that the Justice Department, he focuses on one school district, but the Justice Department sent out letters all over, and the White House did, saying, oh, tell us they're terrorists. We want you to call them terrorists. Because, you know, the Justice Department doesn't want to come out itself and say, hey, our new enemies, parents that don't want Satan hour or pedophile hour or critical race theory yet, whites are inherently evil, just garbage. Beyond garbage. That'd be the worst stuff. And then, we want you to call for the FBI to go after the school boards. You think that just sounds like a way to turn people against them? No. If we'll accept drag queen pedophile story time, and if we'll accept Satan time and conjuring demons when the local Satan priest comes with your children, if you'll accept all of this, then you'll accept the power being turned off. You'll accept the inflation. You'll accept it all. Because if they can get you to go against God and go against children, everything else follows. They just need you to go against God. And then they've got you. You know, the allegory of Pinocchio, and he's not really a real boy. It's an allegory of humans. Like, we could be with God. We could be next level. We are created in the image of God. We can literally ascend and be with God. But we're wooden right now. We're here in the third dimension. Love built us, you know, Geppetto. The cat and all the rest of them, they want a son, they want a brother, they want a friend. And it's true, you don't just have children by having children. You have children by loving all children and helping all children. And so Pinocchio goes and gets picked up by thugs, and they run a scam on him, and then he gets sold into slavery with the local gypsy, there of the wooden boy that can dance. And then he gets away again, and the same scammers show up, the same cool delinquent kids. And they go, hey, let's go out here and break bottles and play pool and gamble and fight, you know, an allegory of street thuggery and gangs. And then you turn into a jackass, a slave, to be put on a ship and to be sold to a coal mine. And what are they telling you in Disney? It's the state. It's the system that wants you to be a criminal. They want you to go out and not be legitimate and build your own family and system. They want to set you up looking for father figures by taking your mothers away when you're little, taking your fathers away when you're little, and having the TV and the culture raise you. So you're looking for that father figure, and the father figure's like, yeah, come on in. Let's have fun. Let's break things. Let's steal. Let's learn how to rob. Let's be criminals. And now your humanity's over. You're turned into an animal, and you're loaded on a slave ship to be taken to an offshore coal mine. So a film from 70 years ago is the allegory of everything we're dealing with now. And now, the literal Satanists are in your school in their clown outfits. It the clown. I'm here. The kid's totally creeped out and scared. Look at him. Learning to be touched and having first event horizon with something this dangerous. Because if we couldn't kill you before you were born, now we're going to fetishize ruining who you are now that you live here. And then inducting you into this satanic slavery. Go to the part in Pinocchio where they turn into donkeys. So that's what this all is. And you know, it's fitting. The Democrats are the party of the donkeys. You know, I saw a T-shirt just today at a gas station. They said, I've not seen the Democrats this angry. It's Abe Lincoln saying it. Since we took their slaves away. Seriously, folks. They want slaves. And children make good slaves. It's very, very simple. We'll be right back with hour number two, Infowars.com. Share that link.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta.
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.